United Nations weapons inspectors are searching factories in and around Baghdad today. Commentator Marvin Kalb notes that if the United States and its allies ever do go to war with Iraq, a great deal of information about military plans will already be known because of news stories in the American media.
The detail in the reporting is extraordinary, down to which airborne division will bomb which part of Iraq. This from a Pentagon whose chief Donald Rumsfeld cherishes secrecy and has on occasion warned that he would dismiss and perhaps even jail any official giving classified information to the press. So the question naturally arises, is this an example of exceptionally irresponsible journalism, or could the Pentagon be deliberately leaking this information? The evidence is unmistakable. It's the Pentagon. And why? Because this administration, like so many others, is a ship of state that leaks from the top. In this case, to rattle Saddam Hussein, to encourage his generals to stage a coup, and his people to think about a better life. And perhaps even more important, to prepare the American people for that dreadful moment when talk of war becomes the stuff of war. Not long ago, for example, the Washington Post and the New York Times both ran front-page stories about supposedly secret military plans. The Times ran a three-tiered headline. War plan for Iraq calls for big force and quick strikes. Bush is said to approve. 200,000 troops envisioned. The Post headline was remarkably similar. War plan for Iraq is ready, say officials. Quick strikes. Huge force envisioned by Pentagon. I couldn't help noting that both newspapers use the same phrase, quick strikes, and the same verb, envisioned, as if both had been briefed by the same official. This is not to suggest pliant journalists rushing off to publish government handouts. It's a far more intricate game, involving journalists who know where to look and officials who've been given the green light to talk. As a consequence, quite intentionally, Iraqi generals are getting a good fill-in on American war plans, or they are all being hoodwinked. But don't you be hoodwinked. Next time an administration official complains about journalists publishing sensitive information, just ask yourself, where did the journalists get the information, and why did the Pentagon give it to them?
The comments of Marvin Kalb, a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.